when we are vulnerable enough to show people the cracks in our armor, when we're vulnerable enough to show them our grit, that's what people connect with. That's what people go, yeah, I can relate to that. He's one of us. She's one of us. Whenever we come across as too polished, too clean, too perfect, people have a really hard time relating to that. In my book, Pound the Stone, there's a line where I said that people might come for your shine, but they'll stay for your grit. Your grit is what they connect to. It's that vulnerability. And don't get me wrong, it is hard, man. It is one of the toughest things in the world. A few months ago, I stood in front of a room of a lot of CEOs, and after I'd been introduced to talk, I get up and I share how that at the beginning of the year, my counselor told me that I should check myself into a full-time recovery program. That earlier in the year, I'd been on the phone with my best friend and the thought went through my head of, you know, maybe the world would be a better off place without you, Joshua. And I'm standing up there on stage about to give an hour and a half presentation, and that's how I start off in tears sharing that with the audience. I'm basically standing there naked. That's what it feels like whenever we share those cracks in our armor, when we share in a way that makes us vulnerable. But what I've seen over and over and over again is that when we're willing to be authentically vulnerable with people, that's whenever they're able to connect with us. That's whenever change is actually possible, because we were brave enough, we were courageous enough to show people who we really are. And the truth is, and it always will be, that we're all in this together, and we all have chinks in our armor. We all have those issues. We all have those challenges. So stop trying to fake it and act like you got it all together. All that does is it pushes people away, and it doesn't allow you to have the greatest impact possible. It's hard to stand in front of people naked and vulnerable, but whenever we're willing to be authentically vulnerable and open ourselves up to that type of criticism and that type of shame, it's amazing how it actually does the opposite. It allows us to connect in ways that we've never been able to connect before. I hope that you choose love and courage over fear and shame. Will you be courageous enough to be authentically vulnerable? I hope so, because we need it. We need your vulnerability. It's what will allow us to connect. It's what will allow us to grow, and it's what will help us all become the change that we want to see in this world.